time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again.
Let us come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
In Your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say.
Valentine's Day to you. I hope that someone showed love to you or you showed love to someone. It's always good to receive love, but it's always good to give love. Tonight it's all about love. I'm going to do some reading, and it titles Love. From everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children. That's coming from Psalms 103:17. God loves you. It's not complicated or conditional. It is just a fact. Our human understanding can't comprehend the reason why. Not only that is true, as much as you might want to explain it, reason it out, or just can't, instead of wrapping yourself in questions, wrap yourself in His love. Lubricate in it just as you would a magnetic and a fabulous fur coat. God has spared no expense. He has given you the very best He has to offer, which is His love. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. To you must love one another. By this all men will know that you are My disciples, if you love one another. That's coming from John 13:34-35. God loves you relentlessly. He loves you completely. And in spite of your flaws or shortcomings, His greatest desire is for you to love in the same way. He asks you first of all to love him in return and then to love others. When you love, you show that you are his child. You demonstrate who you are and what you are made of. That pleases your Heavenly Father more than any great works you might do in his behalf. Live to please him by loving others, especially loving yourself. It is so important that you love yourself. And when you have love in your heart, it is so easy for you to love others. Life is so short and so many things are happening these days. People are dying, and sometimes you don't get to say goodbye. So it's so important that you show love, not just on Valentine's Day, but every day. Make it your point to tell someone that you love them, because you never know if you will get an opportunity to say it. Life is short, so always remember to show love, and you will automatically receive love. I have a few poems, this little verses of love poems, and I want to read a few of them to you tonight. Well, the famous one is, roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. All love is sweet, given or returned. She walks in beauty like the night of cloudless claims and starry sky, and all that's best of dark and bright. Meet her respect, aspect, and her eyes. We came by night to the fortunate owl and lay his fish under the net of our kisses. But to see her in her was to love her, love but her, and love forever. These little saying that you can, when it's all about love. Love still dawn, slender night, some day with fire, dividing my delight and my desire. We are all born for love. It is the principle of existence. Yes, we are all born to love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. So, when he gave his only son, he had to love us unconditionally for his son to have gone through all the things that he went through while he was on earth. That's God that loves us so much that he gave his only begotten son. Would we, or could we do that? Could we have given our only son to go through and experience the thing that he did while he was on earth? Well, we may not have done so, but God did, because he loved us so much. And his love is always unconditionally. He forgives us for our sins and continue to love us. What a great and wonderful God we have. So we must always show love to God by loving others. And it's always important that you love yourself, because sometimes you can't love somebody else if you don't love yourself. So that's a very important thing. You have to have that love in your heart. Come live with me and be my love, and we will some new pleasure prove of golden sand and crystal beaches with satin linens and silver hooks. Just imagine those things. The most powerful symptom of love is a tenderness which becomes at times almost insupportable. At the touch of love, everyone becomes a poet. Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar are sweet, and so do I love you. Each and every day, I continue to pray that God will continue to bless you, comfort you, and keep you in perfect peace. My love for you is you being happy and have love in your heart for yourself and others. I will continue to read from my daily inspirational vitamin, and it reads, "The extent of God's love. I love you, says the Lord. You ask, how have you loved us?" That's coming from Malachi, first chapter, the second verse. If we try to count all the ways in which God loves us, we would reach infinity and only have just begun the list. Nevertheless, there is many people who, for a variety of reasons, do not comprehend God's love. In the midst of personal setbacks and tragedy, in hardship or disappointment, many people blame God for the situation they find themselves in. They question God's wisdom and love for allowing such things to happen to them. In many cases, people turn their back on God because they judge him by human standards. Tragically, they do not see the disaster of this world cannot be ascribed to a lack of love in the Father or the Son, but to the foolishness of man. God gave us freedom of choice, and we, as human beings, selfishly misuse it. The love of God is revealed in his abundantly living and blessing, his all-powerful forgiveness, his mercy, his promise of eternal life, the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on Gethsemane. Do you need more proof than that? That God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son? What a great love that God has shown us, that he will send his only Son to allow him to go through all the different people yelled at him, talked about him, always accused him of doing different things. He was crucified. That is such amazing love, to let your Son to go through all those things just to save our sin. That's unconditional love. So God wants us to continue to be there for each other and love each other. Now, I am going to also send some shout-outs tonight. We had a great time on this past Sunday. We went out to dinner, and we had our Valentine's celebration. And we have 25 people that showed up. It was wonderful. We had a great time. we was all in a section by ourselves, and we had a real nice waitress that took good care of us, showed us a lot of love. We had such a great time. So just knowing that next year, if you were not there, we want you to be a part of this event. It was absolutely wonderful. The food was good, and the company was great. But I want to shout out to my sister who's on the air tonight. I can't seem to get her ever on the air to talk with me or make any comments. Lawrence, this will be a very good time for you to do it. So you still got a little bit of time. I have another 15 minutes to talk. And guess what? We're the only one on the air tonight. So you shouldn't be afraid. It's just you talking to me, your sister. But anyway, I'm going to do a shout-out. Shout-out to wish you happy Valentine's Day. Yes, I sent you some flowers and candy today. I enjoyed sending flowers to my mother for years and years. Whenever Mom was going to receive flowers, she said, I know who's sending me flowers. I don't even have to guess. It's my baby girl. So, Florence, and that's the way I showed my mom. I wanted to show her. She loved flowers. And I wanted to show her and give her flowers before she passed. So, Florence, I wanted to send those flowers to you. I know sometimes money is good and we can do things with it, but it's nothing like having a bouquet of roses that you can smell and you can look at for days and enjoy them. You can spend money in an instant. You go to the store and you find something, or you go food shopping, the money is gone all in one day. But those beautiful roses will be there for several days. And also the candy. You don't have to eat it all at once. Just take a few at a time and enjoy it. Enjoy the rest of the week. I want to continue to do that. Make it a habit. I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to send it. I want it to be a surprise. And showing you my love for you, that you mean a great deal to me and always have been. So tonight, it's all about Florence. Showing love to Florence. We're the only one on the air, so you can come on and talk to your sis. Don't be afraid. Ask God to give you courage, because you have so much to share. And this will be a great time. Because if anyone else decides to listen to this show on the web for another night, it'll be after the event. It won't be now. They won't hear you now. They would if they decide to go and see what was on the air for last week, then they will hear your voice. But it'll be the past. It won't be the present. And I hope that you had a wonderful Valentine. I did. I was shown lots of love. My son sent me some flowers. I didn't know it was from him because he just said, Mom, you know, but Mom, I love you. And some other things that he also had on the car as well. But I thought it was my daughter because that's something like her also. So she came by after she got off from work. And she brought me a balloon and chocolate because she knew her brother was going to send the flowers. So I got the flowers, I got the chocolate, and I got the balloon for my two kids. That's the way that they showed me love. And also, I was shown love on Sunday at the Valentine get-together. Sheila brought me a pink rose with the balloon. So I have that on my counter as well. And today at work, I received a lot of little candy hearts that was left on my desk. Many of them, I didn't even know who put them on my desk. So I was showing lots of love today. And also my last love, well, my friend, my best friend, he came by and brought me a bouquet of roses, white, lavender, and little purple little, I'm not sure what kind of flowers they were, but it was beautiful with a beautiful purple ribbon throughout the bouquet. It's absolutely beautiful. And so I was shown lots of love today. I enjoyed myself. And I also got some other candy, little heart candy from other people as well. So I had a great day. I asked God to show me lots of love. So what he did, he had people to show me love. So that's what it's all about. It's always good to receive love, but it's always good to give love. And I was given lots of love today, and I felt great, and still feeling great, knowing that I received all those things that people poured out to show me how much they love me. And it's also wonderful to be loved. So when you share that love with someone else, just the way you felt when you were loved, that's the way the other person is going to feel also. So it's always important that you share your love with others, because there's so many people that are hurting out there. And a little bit of love goes a long way. So just continue to show love. You know, just because the night is almost over, you can continue to show love on a daily basis. And just give a little each and every day, showing a little bit of love, and also end your conversation with love. It's so important, because you never know if you're going to see that other person again. So make sure that you put that into your daily routine, showing others love, because God will bless you because you have made that other person happy just showing your love to them. And I'm sure it will make you feel good to do that, knowing that you have helped that person in certain ways to get through whatever they're going through. Well, we have 6 more minutes. Florence, you sure you don't want to come on the air? I'm sure I could use a partner for the last 6 minutes. But anyway, getting back to love. There's so many places in the Bible about love. What is agape love? That's unconditional love from our Heavenly Father. That's the kind of love that he wants us to give. And we used to, way back when we was young, we would sing these songs. Jesus loves me, yes, I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little one to whom we, something like that. And I can't even think of the read, sing the rest of it. But just, it's all about love. It's all about love. So don't be alone. Don't show fear, because your Heavenly Father is always here. He will be there for you always and continue to love you unconditionally, like he showed in many stories in the Bible where he showed his love. And he's showing his love to you right now, because if you've gotten through yesterday and you got into today, you have accomplished a whole lot. And he will help you to keep getting through each and every day, making one step at a time. So take time to love someone else today, because He loves you. I'm going to end this show in less than 2 minutes. But just knowing that God loves you unconditionally. Let me see if I have any more little comments about love anymore that's left. Paradise is always where love dwells. When a heart finds another, what's a cloud more or less in the sky? Listening in an attitude of the heart, a genuine desire to be with another, which both attracts and heals. To love is to receive a glimpse of heaven. Listen to that. To love is to receive a glimpse of heaven. So it is so important that you feel love and show love all the time. Let me see if there's anything else. Like music on the water is thy sweet voice to me. Well, that's the end of our show tonight. Just knowing that God loves you, and so do we. We are the Next Chapter Ministry. We are there for you in every way. We will embrace you, comfort you, and love you, and help you to get through one day at a time. Much love, and be blessed, just knowing that God loves you, and so do we. Have a great week.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through,